Oh, good. I'm glad you're back. Now that I'm all settled into my new home. And it's a rather unique home. You see, this cozy, delicious, lovely Victorian home has a dungeon. I live in the house, but my friend owns the house. And this friend is also a professional dominatrix. So I might be sitting home casually, relaxing, when all of a sudden I'll hear the door and I start to get excited. Because I can hear both of them coming in. Both she and her slave. And they walk past me, and I smile. You know that little wicked smile I have. 'Cause he's about to get it. And soon he'll be in deep subspace. I could tell by the look in his eyes he was ready to surrender. And they moved in to one of the dungeon's rooms. And I could hear every word. And I became fixated. And I could see the reflections, everything in the room I could see reflecting off a mirror. And as I watched, I noticed how attentive he was, how he seemed to hang on her every word. And she stood there in a G-string and a matching silk bra and thigh-high latex boots to match, red. And then I watched her gather her materials as he watched her every move. And you could see that look. I could see it through the reflection. That his mind was already starting to melt. Just the way it's been trained to. And he sank. And he sank. His eyes were told to sink. Not allowed to look. In fact, if he were to look, if he were caught looking when he wasn't given permission, why, there'd be something waiting for him, punishment for disobedience, perhaps a spanking. So his eyes sank to the floor. And he sank to the floor. And by the look in his eyes, I don't think he even remembered taking his clothes off, disrobing. It was so natural for him. So customary that he feel so naked and vulnerable, so he must be naked and vulnerable. And he looked down, but he imagined looking into her eyes and hearing that commanding tone as she prepared things around him, as she walked and circled her prey. His eyes lowered on his knees. He could feel his body feeling warmer, becoming more and more warm, aroused and yet strangely relaxed at the same time. Everything was beginning to become slightly foggy. He was hearing every word she said, and yet he wasn't even having to listen to know what he had to do. His body was programmed for her pleasure, fully, truly ready to relax, ready to submit, ready to descend deeply into her power again and again. And each time he returns, he would fall deeper and deeper under her spell, prone on the ground, kneeling, looking down, casting his eyes down, and she cast her eyes down upon him, and I watched his mind seem to be hypnotized. It was certainly mesmerized. His legs were slowly spread by her, and soon he was led. She lit a cigarette, and at the same time attached a leash around his neck, attaching it to the collar already there. When it snaps into place, he's ready to follow, and he follows anywhere she wants. And he follows her into the next room of the dungeon. There's some sort of wooden apparatus and structure in place. You can see a hoist, like a crank, some sort of pulley system. And soon his feet slid together, and he could actually feel his feet sinking, descending, melting into these strange boots. And these boots were tight, tight around his ankles, tight around his feet, absolutely secure and in place. His feet completely stuck together, incapable of moving, incapable of separating. He lay on his back, and again, clicking sound, like the clicking of the leash to the collar, the clicking of the bottom of the boots where there's a huge metal hook, and as it clasps tightly and snugly, I could hear the sound of the cranking. Each time she cranked it one more time, his feet would rise and his mind would sink deeper. And there were 20 notches before she could hoist him exactly where she wanted him. I watched the reflections off the glass, and his eyes are glazed. He's becoming more helpless by the second and loves it. That fire in her eyes with the first crank. Each time it cranks, he could actually hear that snapping sound. And with each crank, he went deeper. With each turn of the pulley, deeper. And she continued to taunt and torment him, walk around him, taking ropes, snug, firm, ungiving ropes, grabbing his hands, tying them down, arms out by his sides, completely held in place, as his feet would rise and his mind would sink with the third click and the fourth. And every time he heard that sound, he could feel his feet being lifted over his head and his mind drowning, sinking into submissive bliss. And the sixth click, each click making him more powerless. His body naturally became more relaxed because he had no will, and he has no ability to stop it anyway. So his body just goes where it's told. Now his ass was in the air, exposed. And in between each click, she would rub that soft ass, rubbing each cheek, and then a nice little tap of the paddle. Eight. Becoming more and more helpless, body incapable of moving, an absolute pleasure toy for his mistress. That's the way it should be. And as I watched, I came closer, and the visions were more vivid. And then came the next spank. Nine. Slowly but surely, his cheeks started to turn a warm, rosy red, and her gloved hand caressing, massaging. 10. Halfway up, mind losing all thoughts except to please, mistress. And be used by mistress, trained by mistress. 11. Every time, every single click, every single clicking sound takes him deeper and deeper. Up to 11, up to 12. And sinking further, moving to the other cheek, warming it up, that soft touch, and then each sensation deeper. 13. Going further with each number, his body continued to sink as he became prone upside down. 14. And with every number, 15. More prone and helpless. 16. Falling further and further. And with each rosy glow, the blissful feeling of submissive arousal seeming to spread like wildfire. Especially right before the next click at 16. Ooh, yes. I could hear him moaning. I could hear him moaning. His body was just dangling, held upside down, powerless slave. 17. Going further and further, 18, helplessly suspended, able to be tortured and teased, 18, 19, almost completely upside down, dangling in the air, ready to be used, and 20, dropping all the way, all the way, all the way. interesting thing happened at that very moment. At that very moment, it seemed the bottom of the floor dropped out like a false floor. And he began sinking. Sinking through the floor, upside down. Sinking. And as he was sinking, she lit another cigarette. And as she exhaled the smooth, silky white streams around him, it seemed to make a cocoon, spinning around him as he revolved around and around, while sinking down through the floor, slowly sinking all the way down. All the way down to the torture chamber for slut training. All the way down, melting, his eyes vacant, his cheeks bright red, her hands slowly massaging his body from head to toe and coating him in the smoke, in the web-like cocoon. As he sank, he felt his arms being pulled, stretched. Why, the ropes are still attached, but the ropes continue to give way. Just enough slack to keep his arms completely out by his side and completely upside down, naked. Just the way you should be for your mistress. And as he lowered further, she brought him down, and all he could do was follow, follow, like a smoky leash wrapped around his neck, compelling him to follow. And soon he was all the way down in the basement, still upside down, but at an angle, why his head and back, touching the ground at that wonderfully exposed angle. And every word was the only thing he could hear as he focused on every word she said, as he found he could do nothing else but listen and obey. And he felt more sleepy. She gave him a small drink of something. Some sort of fluid, I didn't notice the color of it, but he certainly did. And I could actually watch the fluid fill up his eyes. Only then could I tell that the fluid was red. Red, and his eyes were completely red. Helpless, as it coursed through his system, she put on gloves. And she began to lube him from behind. Slowly, knowing how badly and desperately he needs that to be fucked, she lubes him up really good and then puts on her strap-on big black rubber cock. And she would dangle it precariously around his cheek, dragging it across the flesh. And then stepping over him, straddling him, standing over him, making him suck just to warm up, dangling that big black strap on, watching it descend. And his slave-like tongue licking at it, beginning to suck. Sucking because he doesn't have the will to stop himself. Sucking because deep down he wants it. He wants to suck her big black cock. He wants it deep. He wants his mind to go blank, mindlessly sucking, obeying, pleasing her strap on. And I could tell that even she was becoming aroused, watching him fall helplessly deeper under her spell, becoming more and more thoughtlessly programmable, an obedient slut, needing to please mistress, needing that strap on, needing to suck, needing to be a good slut, and every time he sucked a little deeper. And it felt better and better and better for him. And as he sucked, she reminded him that every sensation, sliding the tongue and the lips and the mouth, taking her strap on deep inside, would perfectly simulate the experience of how it feels when that strap on slides into his ass, spread wide. She spreads the cheeks now that he understands, and she begins to slowly ride him, standing up, fucking him upside down, his helpless ass needing to be filled, so empty without her big strap on, thrusting stroke after stroke after stroke, and his mind became more dull, more pliable. All he could do is obey, 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 stroke after stroke. She began fucking him harder, 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 bringing him right to the edge where he was going to actually climax, but he wouldn't dare do that without her permission, and she knew that. And so, as she spoke those dulcet tones that he could never resist, and looked into her eyes, all he could see was red, 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 like a red liquid pulsing through him, filling that strap on, turning it red, making the strap on turn red, pumping submission into him, stroke after stroke, until his ass cheeks were actually squeezing like a pussy, squeezing to pull it in, doing exactly as she tells him. If you're going to be a slut, you might as well be a good one. If you're going to be a good slut, you might as well be a perfect slut. Isn't that right, slut? Every time I call you a slut, you become more mindless, she says. Isn't that right, sluts? Yes. Deeper, deeper, deeper. The hypnotic effect of the constant rhythm of the stroking, moving in and out, moving in and out. You could actually hear her slapping up against him with every stroke. Faster, 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 faster. Helpless, powerless, about to come. And then she stops. She stops and everything is silent. But you still feel the feeling. Still feeling it as though the fucking continued. And you love that. That's what she told him. You love when I fuck your minds out, fuck your brain away, when I use you for my pleasure, because that's what makes me wet. That's what makes me come, when I watch you serve me, when I feel your submission, when I feed off your powerlessness, and I know that you'll do anything I want, anytime I want, and every time you return here, it feels like the first time, yet in the back of your mind there's this feeling of deja vu, the feeling that you've been here before, and yet you can't consciously grasp that, feel it slip away, like a faded picture, like the way a Polaroid picture, when they don't develop properly, when the picture becomes all cloudy and whited out, like the memory is white and cloudy and foggy, yet every time there's a sense of deja vu, almost as though you've been here before, being used, unable to think from the moment you enter the premises. But you've never been here before, have you? Have you, sluts? I watch a parade around the room, teasing him, torturing him, putting clamps on his nipples, twisting them, turning them. Every sensation makes him more helpless, more her slave, more her obedient, mindless slut. And I could tell just from watching her work that she loves programming sluts to be mindless, mindlessly obedient, and so pleasing that it actually makes her come just from watching them give in the way they have to give in, the way they can give in every time they even hear her voice. And then something happens. Why, it seems you took a look at her ass. You weren't told to do that. You weren't told to look at her ass, slut. You weren't given permission. Now you'll pay 20 whacks. But slut training cannot be diminished. So while she administers the spanking, she also administers that black strap-on down his throat, deeply down his throat. And with each whack, he went deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, rubbing those ass cheeks. I didn't tell you to stop sucking, did I, slut? Again. Again. His ass on fire, but that very flame sending his libido into overdrive. Keep sucking. Suck deeper. Suck harder. Suck, or I'm gonna put lipstick on your lips, you little cunt. Suck. Suck. Every sound took him deeper. Every single whack of that paddle, training him to obey, making him need it, dependent upon her instruction. Rubbing those cheeks. Oh, they're so fiery red. I like that. And so I watched his cheeks get redder and redder and redder. And he couldn't help but obey. He sucked deeper and deeper. You'll never look at my ass without permission again, will you, slut? I heard him say, no, mistress, but he could barely even speak. Everything was a blurry mumble. That's right, my slut. You'll never do that again, will you? No, mistress. He sounded so helpless. It almost made me come hearing him whimper. And more deeply, going from one cheek to the other, left, right, left, right. Oh, by the way, I don't count so well sometimes. Now, obey. Helpless slut. What are you? A helpless slut, he said. Who's helpless slut? Your helpless slut mistress. What kind of helpless slut? Mindless, helpless slut mistress. Why, everything she said was exactly all he could think. And now he was utterly worn down. And she approached him with the strap on one more time. Pleased with his sucking, you'll do even better next time, won't you, my mindless slut? Yes, mistress. Yes, mistress. Yes, mistress. You love being a mindless slut that I can use and abuse. A mindless slut that I can fuck for my pleasure whenever I want. Spreading your ass cheeks, opening your mouth, using your tongue to please anytime I want you to. Now this is how it's done, slut. And she began to suck the strap on. Sucking her own strap on drove him into an absolute frenzy, and her tongue swirled up and down. Up and down, around in spirals. And then she lifted her hand as he lowered his eyes down to that cock. Needed it inside. Needs to be a good slave. Needs to be trained. Needs to be mindless all the time. Isn't that right, slut? Yes. All he could say the rest of the session. Yes, mistress. Even when it was time, when he needed to come. You need to come, don't you, slut? Yes, mistress. He couldn't stop it, and he didn't want to. This was fully out of his hands, out of his control. As she began to enter and penetrate him again. Penetrating, actually. Holding him, wrapping her arms around him, and then slipping that big strap on all the way inside to fuck him. This time, there was no resistance. Sliding deeply, gliding in, all the way in, each stroke taking him into a deeper feeling of slavery. Into a deeper, helpless subspace where he's never been so happy, never been so alive. In, out, each time in, a half inch deeper, a half inch deeper, then out, then in, a half inch deeper, reaching around, twisting his nipples, grabbing his nipples while she fucks his ass raw. In, out, in, out. She started counting. She told him he's going to come like he's never come before. Before she reached zero. And with every number, there'd be another deeper stroke of that big, thick strap on. You know, the black one that's turned red. Like the eyes, like the body, like that ass. 50, 49. 48. Nothing matters but pleasing your mistress. Now open that ass all the way and take it, you slut. 47. 46. Riding. 45. 44. Unable to stop. Unable to resist. 43. 42. You know that when you come, you're completely mine. And you're filled with a feeling every time you're here that you've never been here before. But perhaps there's that deja vu in the back of your mind and tells you otherwise. 42, 39, 38, 37, grinding faster. 32, 31, 30, numbers slipping, mine 29. 28, slipping, 25, 23, slipping, 20, helpless, 20, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Becoming a slave to me more and more, she says, with every stroke. 15, 12, 9, 8, helpless. 7, 6. Going deeper into pleasure, deeper into submission. 5, 4, 3, 2. One, 1, 1, 0. Unable to stop, he came so hard, gushing, pumping the cum right out of his mind, sucking him completely dry as his ass filled, absolutely filled with her strap on, and cum oozing, gushing, dripping as she catches it in her gloved hands and rubs it all over his nipples, his ass. Need to smooth that ass. Need to soothe that ass nicely, sluts. Isn't that right, sluts? Yes, mistress, he said. And then he went deep. Every second that passed deepened the bliss of subspace as he dangled, hanging, helplessly controlled and loving it more than anything else. He had never come so hard in his life, and every time he comes here, he comes harder than he's ever come in his life because it's like he's never been here before. But you see, there's that subconscious part that has that beautifully delicious sense of deja vu. That feeling when you've been here before, when you'd swear that you've been here before. See, that part of the mind is unaware of the conscious. The conscious is unaware of this part, and yet it trickles slowly into a place where it seems as though you've been here before, but you've never been here before. At least consciously, that's what it seems like. Yet maybe you've come to me over and over. Maybe that's why you're so compliant every time. Maybe that's why it's such a blur. Maybe you were the one here, hanging upside down in my lair, completely oblivious. You don't even remember making the trip. Perhaps it was a lost weekend. A lost weekend. You remember lost weekends? The ones where everything is so pleasureful that you can't even seem to remember it. All you remember is the pleasure. The pleasure of submitting to me. The pleasure of being powerless. The pleasure, that feeling of deja vu where you think perhaps you've been here, but you're so controlled by me now that you're really not sure. But what a delicious thought. That thought of deja vu, just those words, deja vu, makes you realize and think that perhaps you've been here before, perhaps you've had this experience, that big black strap on turning red, the fluid inside of you, your nipples tingling, your body helplessly suspended, your mind going blank. Mindless sluts. And every time I call you a slut, you become more mindless. You become a more mindless slut. And that's the feeling of deja vu. That feeling that you've been my mindless slut over and over. So much so, you know exactly where to enter the house. Your mind shuts off. You assume the position in the dungeon. You aren't even aware of being naked. And soon you're bound, leashed, collared, and led by me into the training room, where you hang precariously, helplessly, and to think all the while, you want me to do this. You want this to happen. You want me to condition you into the most obedient, pleasing, mindless slut. You know, the more mindless you are pleasing me, the more pleased I am at your mindlessness. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And with every count, you may still feel that tingling, lingering sting, that warm, pink, burning sensation. And you'll feel that lingering feeling of deja vu, the one you can't quite grasp. You'll be fully wide awake at 10, more obedient to me than ever, and needing it to be that way, because it just is. 1, 2, lightly on each cheek, 3, waking slowly, 4, rubbing, caressing, it feels so good, 5, 6, your mind is slowly clearing, wakefulness is coming upon you once again, as you rise up from that deep place, 7, 8, more obedient with each moment, the lingering sensation as you wake, that beautiful feeling of deja vu. 9 and 10. Wide awake. Let me rub those cheeks for you. They must be awfully warm and fiery. Ever had a feeling of deja vu, slut?